Yeah, honestly, I thought it was a little bit, I would say internally, it felt unclear, felt a bit defocused. And I'm not talking about everybody, but in sort of general, there was a lot of projects, a lot of smaller projects, and it felt uncertain what the company was really betting on and really going after. So it felt like it was quite a few experiments floating around. And I thought the energy was a bit low. But you know, that can often happen when there are transitions from leaders and people and stuff like that. But I thought we pretty quickly, got in the groove. We closed down six or so projects. We pretty quickly, within the first couple of months, decided to invest heavily in Project Sansar, and then went about sort of how to organize the people around that, and therefore had to set up a sort of a dedicated Second Life team. So the Second Life sort of R&D or product development team is completely distinct, because kind of early on there was people sort of working on both sides and going back and forth, and that was really hard for people to focus that way. So, but we set that up pretty quickly, and then it was an interesting journey to sort of convince the board of the Sansar investment, because we're talking about an investment in the tens of millions of dollars over many years. I mean, we're some 75 people or so now working full time on just focusing on Sansar. So it was, like I said, fairly fractured, a little bit unfocused and a bit low energy, and now we're working on fewer things, bigger things, and with more focus. So I think we've come a long way. And the Second Life team is awesome. They're super dedicated and absolutely love the product they work on. And the Sansar team still has to, really show off their stuff, but that project is coming along really nicely as well. And then we have Little Blocks World. That's a much smaller team. We do believe in sort of the core asset we have there, but they still haven't really found the groove where they can get sort of the growth and monetization that is really needed for that game to succeed. So we're going to have to decide, what the right level of investment is there and whether we can make that succeed or not. But Second Life obviously is going to have many, many, many years ahead of it of itself, so that's where you can think fairly long term. Blox World is very short term thinking, and then Sansar is obviously incredibly long term thinking. I mean, we're betting on VR and stuff, and that's that market, barely exists yet. So that's definitely a much longer thing. So it's kind of interesting to walk between different teams that are working at very different time frames and different types of use cases and stuff. So I'm just having a tremendous amount of fun now, though.